xray.fm. You can find us in the radio neighborhood at 107.1 and 91.1 FMs. We're also on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. This is the Sound of Pictures for some handcrafted radio, baked for an hour's worth of movie music and soundtracks. I'm your driver, Shilly, every Sunday morning from 8 until 9. Let me get you started in today's show with something I think you'll like. Some 80s-era films featuring women directors and film composers. I hesitate using the words indie and quirky because, as you know, they've been used to describe so many things it's actually become meaningless. So instead, we can simply direct our listening faculties to independent films that grew out of the 80s, featuring Susan Seidelman, Jim Jarmusch, Hal Hartley, and the elusive Kathleen Collins. So let's get the show started with Susan Seidelman as a leading figure in both independent and women's filmmaking since the early 1980s. She leapt to prominence with her smart, angsty drama Smithereens in 1982, which paved the way for her greatest screen success. You might remember Desperately Seeking Susan from 1985, featuring Madonna on the cusp of superstardom. Then she went on to Making Mr. Right in the later 80s. We'll be hearing music from all three of these films. I'd like to start off with music from her movie Smithereens from 1982. The film follows a self-obsessed young woman played by Susan Berman from New Jersey who comes to New York City to join what's left of the waning punk subculture, only to find that the scene has gravitated to Los Angeles. Here is music by the Feelies performing Loveless Love.
Plan.
Love is love.
It isn't. Must be Dr. Peters. I'm Frankie Stone.
What do you call these?
What? Wait! Look, you've been in this lab too long, buddy. You've got nice eyes, Ulysses. Now use them. Look at me.
Why? I know you're there.
Because looking someone in the eyes makes them feel that you care about what they're saying. That's point number one. Make eye contact. And point number two is listening. Now, you look at a woman, or anyone for that matter, and listen as if what they're saying is the most important thing in the entire world. Good. Good. Now, point number three, confidence. Just stay there. Stay. Stay.
Okie dokie.
It had to be, the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together.
South Florida, what do you say, guys? You're on your way with a bear man this morning. It is 7:20. It is going to be sunny and warm again today in South Florida. Great day to go out to the beaches and work on your tan. Let's talk a little bit about Ulysses. We've heard about him a lot lately. What do you think of Ulysses? Why don't you call me now? All the lines are open in Dade, Broward, and the Palm Beaches. But first, coming up, a song I think Ulysses might like. Pink Floyd's Welcome to the Machine.
Mighty 7 GTR, the best rock and roll variety.
Thank you.
All right, here's a sequence from the movie Making Mr. Right from 1997, and it highlights how dialogue, sound effects, source music by the Turtles, and a score by Chaz Yankel all work together. I really love this movie, and I've watched it in great detail. Making Mr. Right is a sci-fi romantic comedy about a public relations agent played by the wonderful Anne Magnusson as she tries to promote an anatomically correct android named Ulysses, played by John Malkovich, doing a very good job of playing dual roles as both a socially awkward scientist and his lovesick android creation. Before that was music from Desperately Seeking Susan. We had Thomas Newman doing some of the score with a piece called Port Authority by Day from 1985. The movie works as some sort of fairy tale depiction of new wave attitude drenched in New York City ambience. The movie also stars Aidan Quinn, and it introduced a new generation of actors and performers such as John Turturro, the great Laurie Metcalf, Giancarlo Esposito, and even comedian Stephen Wright. And then starting the set and the show off with music from the movie Smithereens from 1982, with the Feelies doing Loveless Love. Okay, now that Susan Seidelman warmed us up with her movies, let's bring in music from some of Jim Jarmusch's films. Jarmusch is a film director, screenwriter, actor, producer, editor, and also musician and composer. He's credited with having instigated, along with Susan Seidelman and Spike Lee, the American independent film movement with his Stranger Than Paradise from 1984. Jarmusch is somewhat of a minimalist filmmaker whose peculiar films are unhurried and defined by a signature deadpan comedic tone. Pretty obvious if you've seen one of his movies. And he says that he'd rather make a movie about a guy walking his dog rather than the Emperor of China. The beauty of life is in the small details, not the big events. Here is music from the movie Down by Law from 1986, followed by Night on Earth and then Mystery Train. But for Down by Law, kind of a comedy noir, nice combination. A disc jockey, a pimp, and an Italian tourist escape from a jail in New Orleans. Sounds like the introduction of a joke. Played by Tom Waits, John Lurie, and Roberto Benigni. The movie also stars Nicoletta Bracci and Ellen Barkin. Here's music by saxophonist John Lurie and his group with Strangers in the Day. Thank you.
again.
Here is a 1953 recording by Junior Parker called Mystery Train from the Jim Jarmusch movie, if you just dropped in. Mystery Train from 1989. The movie's a three-part anthology where Japanese tourists are on a cultural pilgrimage. The ghost of Elvis haunts an Italian widow, again played by Nicoletta Braschi. And the misadventures of a British outlaw, played by Joe Strummer, taking place at a Memphis flophouse hotel overseen by Screaming Jay Hawkins. That's right. Steve Buscemi also shows up in the movie. And it chugs and meanders, but never goes off the rails, with the typically great cinematography. And before that, Tom Waits giving us a piece called Carnival from the movie Night on Earth from 1991. And this story focuses on vignettes, or an anthology again, of five brief encounters that occur in five taxis on the same night in Los Angeles, New York, Rome, Paris, and Helsinki. They all form a temporary bond between the cab driver and the passenger late at night in these five cities. Featuring a great cast that includes Winona Ryder, Gina Rowlands, Rosie Perez, again Giancarlo Esposito, Isaac de Bencol, again Robert Benigni, and of course other creative talent. And then starting off this Jarmusch set with music from his film Down by Law from 1986. With saxophonist John Lurie, sometimes known as Marvin Pontiac, featuring guitarists Mark Ribot and Arto Linze. All right, after this message, we'll get into some music from Hal Hartley Films.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from the 2026 BIAMP Portland Jazz Festival, presented by PDX Jazz, with Mavis Staples, Madeline Peru, Bill Frizzell, Jeff Parker Fortet and SML, and more. Locations, tickets, and full schedule at pdxjazz.org.
All right, here we go with some music from the Hal Hartley Films. He also became a key figure in the American independent film music of the late 1980s and 90s, and frequently scores his own films using his pseudonym Ned Rifle, and possibly a second pseudonym, Jeffrey Taylor. Just a hunch. Hartley's trademarks are stone face humor, reminiscent of maybe Buster Keaton, with offbeat, stilted, and pause-filled dialogue. The characters usually pose three-dimensional questions about the meaning of life, all combined with very stylized acting, choreography, and camera work, and play out like film stage plays. We'll start off with music from his movie Simple Men from 1992. Here's a band regularly used in Hartley films, Yola Tango, doing Always Something.
Outside, yes, it's gotta be somewhere.
I went as far as losing sleep. I went as far as messing up my life. Unloving still strike me different. A million miles away from home, 15 from a payphone, where we sat lonely on the sand. 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 You're 10 years older. We translate Japanese to English and English to Japanese. It's not that simple, this dictionary never has a word for the way I'm feeling, and it's nothing plain for me. Of a different God and moral, what if I laid my head down on your stomach and put my mouth to your hand? I cannot translate Japanese to English or English to Japan. What I had to say is unsaid. What I had to do is undone. And if it was done, we'll be right back.
All right, if you just dropped in, we were listening to some music from Hal Hartley films. This was from The Book of Life from 1998, with Takako Minakawa doing 1.666666. kind of an interesting film, where Jesus the Savior returns on Earth on the eve of the new millennium, planning to bring about the apocalypse, but finds himself surprisingly enamored by humanity. PJ Harvey plays Mary Magdalene. Before that, music from Amateur, 1994. That was the Red House Painters doing Japanese to English. And then starting off the set with a couple of pieces from his movie Simple Men from 1992, with Ned Reifel, the pseudonym for Hal Hartley, doing a short kind of 60 psychedelic piece, which is the opening credits for Simple Man, and then starting it off with Yo La Tengo doing Always Something. Hal Hartley's films always use comedy and drama, and revolves around the playful relationships between men and women who have come into conflict with societal norms. Well, if you haven't heard by now, Literary Arts is a Portland-based nonprofit with over 4 years of providing programs for readers and writers of all ages. Their new community space, with a cafe and bookstore, is located at 716 Southeast Grand Avenue. You can learn more at literary-arts.org. I know Kathleen Collins is not really a household name. She was an African-American poet, playwright, writer, filmmaker, director, civil rights activist, and educator. Her two feature narratives, The Cruz Brothers and Miss Malloy from 1980 and Losing Ground from 1982, we'll be listening to music from both of these films, helped break barriers for female directors in Hollywood and furthered the range of black women's films. So let's start this set off with music from her film The Cruz Brothers and Miss Malloy from 1980. Here's the music of Michael Menard with Trombone Cha-Cha. Thank you.
Sandman hasn't paid a call in days. I guess it's in keeping that love does a thing in funny ways. Try to dine, but nothing's appetizing. Lost the taste for truffles and flambé. I'm just realizing that love does her thing in funny ways. Oh, I used to count myself a roguish sort of gent, the sort that heaven sent to womankind. So blunt. So long to the life lush and beguiling. Gone is all the hip from my hooray. That's why I'm not smiling. Thing in funny
Here is music from Kathleen Collins' film called Losing Ground from 1982 with Michael Menard playing the piano and singing Love Does Her Thing. This is the first feature-length drama directed by an African-American woman. Losing Ground ranks as one of the best movies about a marriage between two ambitious members of the creative class. I love that. And then starting off this set with music from Kathleen Collins' film, The Cruise Brothers and Miss Malloy, again with Michael Menard taking care of the music. And, well, let me jumpstart this set with music by Wendy Wang for the movie Man Up. After that, we'll be listening to the Lviv Municipal Choir and Hildur Gudnadottir giving us this beautiful traditional choral piece from the miniseries Chernobyl. Here is Wendy Wang doing I Can See the Change from the movie Man Up.
Oh yeah. What do you say we meet back here in about 7 days for more Sound of Pictures?
New world that you never planned. I'll be your friend. I understand. A new day, we can do the same. I'll be your friend.
Well, you've been listening to The Sound of Pictures. I'm Shilly, coming to you with movie music and soundtracks every Sunday morning from 8 until 9, opening up some new or familiar sounds for you at this time. Stay tuned for Jazz in the New Millennium, coming up in about 5 minutes with Rick Mitchell. Well, I'm going to leave you with music from a couple of movies, starting off with Rudo E. Kersey with Amandita giving us La Moi Moi. Thanks for joining me today. Let's meet back here in 7 days for more Sound of Pictures.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from the Hollywood Theater, Portland's nonprofit historic movie theater, showing classic, contemporary, and cult films every night of the week, located at Northeast Sandy Boulevard in the heart of the Hollywood District. Showtimes and event listings at hollywoodtheater.org.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Vortex Music Magazine, a chronicle of Portland's musical vortex, both in print and online, featuring concert photography, a live music calendar, and stories of the Portland music scene. You can receive the print mag in the mail each quarter and get swept up in the vortex at vrtxmag.com.
Hello, my name is Jeff. True story. I am a